Hot 91, Nugget and Owl. You never know who might drop into the studio just unannounced.
What it really does remind us is how lax our security's gotten here at Hot 91, actually, because you would have seen him around the place. You might have even seen him around the place on the Sunshine Coast, especially if you've been on any of our golf courses. You might have seen him. He's wandered in. Our old mate Cameron Munster. How are you, Munster?
Hey, boys. How you going?
Very well.
Right, very, very well. Now, we should say, I guess it's a double congratulations. Firstly, congratulations on the premiership. Well done.
Thank you.
And then State of Origin. Well done. And then Wally Lewis medal. Well done. So what phase of that little period of success are you currently celebrating? Have you broken it up into pieces?
Look, it's a tough one to break up. It's been a bit of a whirlwind a couple of months for myself and my family. So yeah, it's been really good. Very grateful for the opportunity with you guys today. And just really enjoying the moment because you never know when it's going to happen again. And it's been a crazy 2020 for myself and everyone around the world. So it'll be something that I won't forget.
Because you're a dead set local now, because we used to speak to you ages ago during the COVID lockout. We did the award-winning segment, Munster's Munchies.
Munster's Munchies.
We did hear about one of the greatest potato bake recipes of all time.
And how to cook a good steak.
How to cook a good steak. But that's the thing, is that like you were actually, during the lockout, you were actually at Twin Waters. You've kind of basically spent your entire 2020 here.
Yeah, I have. Obviously, with Sydney being a hotspot, we obviously had to play some teams in Sydney, so we had to isolate at Novotel Twin Waters and they looked after us very well, so we're thankful for that. But yeah, 7 months of being in a bubble and then 3 weeks in an Origin bubble. So yeah, obviously when I left that and went to Byron, it was a bit daunting mingling with people I didn't really have a 2.5 metre distance about. But yeah, it was really good and really enjoyed my time in COVID and they made it a real smooth sailing for us at Novotel Resort.
And how was Origin, mate? Obviously you had that. And then obviously it's a bit of a rare situation to win a premiership and then have to go straight into Origin camp. It's never happened before. Sometimes, you know, you got to go off on a kangaroo tour or whatever it might be. But you win the premiership and what it should have been was basically straight into Origin camp. Tell us through the phone call with Wayne Bennett. Because it turns out you and the old man Bennett, you've got on pretty well, haven't you?
Instagram buddies.
You found a kindred spirit there, but there was a conversation where you've decided to ring the crankiest man in rugby league and go, I reckon he'll be sweet if I come to camp late so I can keep celebrating. How short was that conversation?
Everyone knows what Wayne's like. He's a man of very, very many words. So yeah, it didn't go down too well. I remember just being in the signing session and I seen Brendan Smith to my right and Cooper Johns to my left and the boys were like, yeah, let's keep going. I was like, yeah, let's keep going. So I decided to ring Wayne and see what my chances were and like you said, pretty much just told me to get on the bus and drive down there and pretty much was a bit of a meme with me in the Origin photo with the team. So it's going
it wasn't
well.
Your best photo, mate. You're a good looking young man, but you look not dissimilar to Chappelle Corby in her mugshot. I think Chappelle actually looked a little bit better than you did. Because that team photo, was that literally you've arrived at Queensland Origin camp after celebrating? It's literally, oh, Munster, you're here. Put your kit on. We're taking photos now.
Yeah, I got to the camp, obviously, with no sleep. Obviously, to notice by the photo. So, it didn't look too well in that photo. But I just thought it was only team photos. So I thought it was just going to take maybe half an hour to an hour. But it turned out to be nine photos with the spine and nine news photos and shots and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I'm falling asleep in the team photo. And as you could tell, it wasn't my best look and best attribute at the time. But, it will go down as one of the best photos of myself when I finish my career, but I reckon.
Remind me of your old school photo, Nug.
Yeah, all of my old school photos are all basically mugshots. As I said, mate, you've made yourself a bona fide local. You're out with our mates at Torella today. Torella Brewing, isn't that a good spot?
No, mate, outstanding spot. They're doing great things there. Got a little thing in the work with them at the moment. Yeah. So having a bit of a chat with them. And with all the stuff that's going on there at the moment, they've got some great things going and a lot of growth there. They've got some farm animals there as well. And some of their pale ale and some of their ale at the moment's been outstanding. Had a couple of drops of there today. So
are you the official taste tester? Is that what you
mean? I wouldn't be saying I'm the taste tester.
I wouldn't say he's official either.
No, I wouldn't say I'm official either. But they're doing some really good things. They've got some things in the woodwork, like I said. I think May 7th, 8th or 9th, they're doing a little 3-day festival there. So
yeah, it's a good spot out there too.
It's a great spot. I think they've got some live bands and some food trucks there at that time. So if anyone's ever interested in going that way, it'd be a good spot to go.
And I was just thinking, a lot of people might, be looking at their wardrobe and thinking, I've got a lot of nice clothes, but geez, I wish I had something, I don't know, had Cameron Munster's head on it. We can't give you too many details yet, but coming soon, can you confirm there may be a range of clothes coming, Munster wear, I like to call it, and feel free to trademark that, that's going to have your bonce on it?
Yeah, it's going to have my ugly mug on it. hopefully, with Ringers Western, had a bit of a chat with them yesterday as well, and maybe a little bit of a limited edition once a month on the 6 days during the during the next year, obviously I'll wear the number 6 in most teams I play for. So, yeah, just a little bit of a quirky thing that me and Ringers Western have got going at the moment. So, bringing out some nice stuff, so stay tuned, guys.
Could be handy for Halloween as well. But, mate, as I say, you're a bona fide local now. We've been lucky enough to know you for a while. You're a great young bloke, but you've had a wonderful few months. Congratulations on the Storm, on Origin, and more importantly, surviving Celebrations to this far. We don't know how you got in the building, but we're glad you did. Cameron Munster, always good to catch up, mate.
Cheers, Al. Thanks, Nug. Cheers, boys. Have a good one.